Hey everybody, it's Ryan here from Concept Crucible, and we are at Maker Expo 2016, and I have a guest with me. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name's Dave Garb, and I'm here on behalf of Wargaming Tradecraft.
All right, and the most important question I have to ask is, how good does it feel to sit down right now?
It feels amazing.
Yeah.
I took my first break around, I think, 3.
Yeah.
And it's not enough.
Yeah, we noticed that you may have the fortunate, or perhaps how you view it, unfortunate fact of being located right at the entrance when people walk in. You are in the highest traffic area that is inside this building.
Not just highest traffic, but I think most visible.
Yeah.
And I would say fortunate. It's been great exposure, and it's been a nonstop fest of parents and kids and people just experiencing the hobby and painting, getting to paint their own miniature to take home.
Yeah. So for the last 7 hours, you've been helping kids to paint the miniature. So go through the process. Like you said, you had to secure some sponsors. You're an installation.
Yeah, so. That's right. I'm an installation, so the bulk of the cost for supplies has been covered by Maker Expo and their amazing sponsors. But I also spoke to some of the shops in town. J&J's Cards and Collectibles, Warhammer, and Just by Chance Games. And they've all been great in helping make this event just go even further and be able to involve even more people. We started the day with 456 miniatures. We've got under an hour left, and we are almost out.
Uh-oh.
We started to panic about an hour and a half ago because it was starting to get really low. But I think we'll make it. We just might make it.
So have you had a chance to wander around the rest of the exhibits, or have you been locked in the entire time?
I've basically just been locked in the entire time. I wandered from my exhibit to the break room, and I wandered from my exhibit to your guys' nice little living room here. And that's about it.
Yeah. And this is, you said you were here last year. How many years have you been doing Maker?
Just last year.
Oh, okay.
Last year and this year.
So, one of the things within the last like 2, maybe 3 years have gotten a little bit more into the community and whatnot, but it just seems like a fantastic community here in Kitchener-Waterloo and Cambridge as well. We've been getting a lot of folks up from there.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else about the Maker Fair in general, and I was talking about how I've been to the Maker Fair in Detroit. And it's in the nice area of Detroit because it's hosted with all the Ford stuff.
Yep.
But what we found there was that it was a lot of large installations, or I shouldn't say a lot, but like it's there was a number of large installations and like big things going on. This is this big named Maker Fair in a city like Detroit.
Yeah.
But the thing about what I've been so impressed by the Maker Expos here from, what I've seen last year, I got a little bit of time to wander around a bit, is at Maker Expo, there's so many representatives of such a wide range of the community.
Yeah.
You've got tech, you've got art, you've just got this whole mishmash of in-between, collaborations. And it's fantastic to see that range of people just in the community coming out and making it an amazing day for, the families that are experiencing this place.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how many children we've had come on to the podcast today and talk about it. Just how excited they were for the various exhibits that they were touring through.
Yeah, the way that that Workshop in Progress actually came about was when I was here last year, we didn't know what kind of demographic to expect. So we had an installation set up where we were kind of just showing off, this is what miniature wargaming is. I had some table space for the miniatures, for the battlefield, for a bunch of the techniques that I would use while I'm painting and creating miniatures, as well as this like tiny little space where you can paint.
Mm-hmm.
But what we ended up finding was that small painting space with my, little collection of miniatures that I brought from home. The kids just went wild just painting. And, that ended up being the largest demographic we found was the families with their younger kids. And so to do Workshop in Progress this year as a just a painting expo, you know, come sit down, paint yourself a free miniature, the kids have loved it. They're literally, as soon as somebody vacates a seat, somebody else has taken their place. And, you know, they're just learning all this new stuff and finding, hey, this is a hobby that it's really fun to paint miniatures. And who knew? And the parents are reacting the same way.
Painting in children. Who would have thought it?
Right. And, you know, it's, you know, they approach miniatures very similarly to how they might approach, you know, painting on a piece of paper or something. And for some of them, it's a quick little, you know, paint it and add some color. And it's like, hey, this is cool. Look what I've made. Well, for others, you know, there's some people and kids who are sitting down and, like, really, you know, scrutinizing what they're painting and taking their time, you know, controlling the brush. And just, you know, there was one girl who was super proud because she painted eyes on her figure. And that was, you know, really cool to see, you know, taking that effort.
These figures are what, like an inch and a half tall?
Yeah, there are some of them. Actually, hers in particular was about an inch tall. It was a little lizard guy. So to paint the eyes on something like that, she was, you know, she's like, I'm awesome. Look at the eyes. And I wanted to paint the teeth, but I didn't have a brush that was small enough.
I mean, I've got way too much caffeine in me. I wouldn't be able to do that. But even on a normal day, I probably wouldn't be able to get that fine a detail.
It's all about patience.
So in wrapping up, let's talk a little bit about your background. So how long have you been working with miniatures then?
About 20 years, roughly. I've got a display down there that shows, like, these are miniatures that I painted back in 1997 when I was, 1996, when I was 14. And then on this shelf, this is stuff that I did about 10 years ago. And then here on the top, this is the stuff I'm, you know, painting now. And it's nice to be able to show that progression and to show people you're not starting at this, you know, higher level.
Yeah.
You start down here, you learn, it's practice, it's experience, and it's just a hobby that over the years I keep coming back to because it's relaxing. I enjoy it.
Are you more of a paint and then play guy, or do you just prefer for the more, like, artistic presentation sense? You paint the miniatures just for the sake of painting them?
Mostly it's both. My primary focus is just to paint the miniatures. But I love to paint to play the game. That said, if I go through a period of inactivity, it's probably I'm not playing, but I am painting.
Well, I've probably stolen you from your exhibit for far too long. So final thoughts on Maker Expo 2016.
It's been a whirlwind, and looking forward to seeing just how much we can grow the event going into 2017.
Yeah. All right, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.